tonight.
Kuremekezo kwangu kuru, mira pamberi penyu manirano.
It's not, this particular time, it's not an enjoyable place to be.
Pangua ino, ino ya izin jimbo, ino ya kunakiza kumira.
Because of the condition and the state that we have just passed through.
No kudakwe chimiro ne jinano, jatadarika ne majiri kwenkwa ya pfura.
Amen. And we really need prayers.
Tinoshua mnyengetero.
That the Lord will help us.
Kutishiva tibatsire.
The Bible says the Lord does not allow a trial which is higher or bigger than we can handle to pass through us.
Anzishava tenderi kuyedzwa kwakati darika kana kune simba kuti pfuura kuti kugoya nepatiri.
With every trial and temptation, he provides a way of escape.
Uye mukuyedzwa kwese nemumuyedzo wese unopuwa nzira yeutiziro.
Amen. I'm used to be sitting here with the pastor here.
Ndanga jaira kuti ndinge ndigere zvangu uko pastor akamira pano.
Almost all services midweeks.
Ma services pakati pesvondo.
I remember Brother Tutani, we used to sit together because our churches are very far from town, so we could not go for evening services there.
Norangarira ini na Brother Tutani taizvigarira zvedu ipapa nekuti church dzedu dziri kure saka tanga tisingagone kuenda ikoko pakati pesvondo.
So we would always be faithfully sitting behind here.
Saka nokutendeka kwese tinenge takazvigarira zvedu kumasure kunoko.
Amen. Now Brother Tutani is gone, pastor is gone.
Zvino Brother Tutani vakaenda, fudzi vakaendawo.
No, I will also go sometime.
Ndoza kuti neni ndichaendawo pane imwe nguva.
But I believe I'm one of those who will go into the rapture.
Asi zvakadaro ndichiri kutenda kuti ndiri mumwe weavo vachapinda mukubvutwa.
But we really feel the loss.
Asi tinonyatsonzwa kurasikirwa.
Amen. It's not easy for us to get a replacement of our pastor.
Hazvizi nyore kuti tigowana munhu anonzi ndiye atsiva angari mufudzi.
Amen. But God will give us
asi Mwari vachatipa
according to his abundant mercies.
Maringe netsitsi dzavo
dzakawana. One speaker said the pastor personified the word pastor.
Ndorangarira mumwe mutauro akambotaura kuti mufudzi wedu ndiko kwanga kuri kuratidzwa munyama kweizwi rinonzi mufudzi.
Yes, the word pastor was made flesh in him.
Izwi rekuti mufudzi ranga rakaitwa nyama mavari.
Amen. I was a deacon in this church for about 10 years.
Ndaimbova mudhikoni muchechi munomwe kwemakore 10.
And the prophet said a deacon has got a free mind, free speech to a pastor.
Profita anoti mudhikoni anotaura kubva pakuzara kwemwoyo kwake akasununguka kana achitaura
nemufudzi. You don't hide your feelings, your thoughts. You tell the pastor what you think.
Hauvanze zvauri kunzwa kana pfungwa dzako kumufudzi. Unonyatsovaudza pachena.
Ichichi ndofunga kuti haifaniri kudai kana kuti zvinoita here. You tell him, iye ozokutaurira izvokuita, but munombotaurawo pfungwa dzenyu.
You would go before him and tell him that, no, look, I don't think this ought to be like this way. This, my seeing is this way. You say your mind, then the pastor guides you accordingly.
So, takanga tine such privileges na mfundisi wedu.
We had those kind of privileges, rombo rakadaro with our pastor.
And ndakadzidza zvakawanda.
And I learned a lot.
Unoziva kuti madikoni anonzi mapurisa echurch.
I know deacons are termed the policemen of the church.
Purisa is law and order.
The police are there to maintain law and order.
Katozotarisa panyama panapa anenge ari mafine ega ega for any offense.
If we were to take an example of the natural policeman, all the policeman does is fine you and ticket you.
Saka taita ma meeting nemufundisi.
So we used to have meetings with the pastor.
Pamwe topiwa ma assignments, amai kati da kuteverera, amai kati sister wakati, you know, so we would then go and do our assignments.
Sometimes we just get assignments, you need to go after this brother, you need to hear from this sister, you need to follow after this brother, and we go and execute our assignments.
That's okay, we would then make our reports to the pastor.
When we come back from those assignments, tinouya toshuma mashoko edu kumufudzi.
Saka zvinguva dzinotichwataurira kuti no pastor brother ningi sister ningi takataura nawo takaidza kudai takadai we believe havasi serious havadi zvekunamata waya.
Sometimes we would come there and tell him that no look we've talked to this brother talked to this sister and look we've tried our best but we really don't believe they are serious about worshiping God.
I think all out zinga muchurch waya.
The right thing is to excommunicate that brother from church.
Because we have free speech to the pastor. Tetu wataurira what we feel.
Nekuti takapuwa kusununguka kutaura nomfudzi. Tinoyatsa vataura kubva kutsi kwemoyo yedu.
But tinenge tavapa ma recommendations ezvatinofunga zvataifunga isusu.
Would have given him recommendations of what we think must be done.
Zvimwe zvaita sezvitori obvious kuti hazvishu hama kana yakatodai kadai makaedza kudai kadai kadai kadai. I think kwatiri it was almost obvious kuti yes. Pastor wachangoti tichamudzinga muchechi.
Some recommendations looked obvious because look, if the brother has done this and this and this, it's a given the brother ought to go out of church. It looked obvious.
Pastor,
then the pastor would look at you.
Ne smile yawo yamunoziva.
You know with his smile.
It is fine.
Oh, then he would tell you, no, zvakanaka ama.
Right, obva taisira ipapo.
Then we just leave it with him.
You know, and pamwe azviitwe nemafungiro ataita.
Sometimes it then not followed down the way we
but
thought it ought to be.
But kuti along the way.
Was worn out in gare gare.
Hama iye yakazogadzisa upenyu ikaita zvakanaka ita a very good brother futi.
That brother fixed up his life and then he's now a very good brother. Hama kwayo chaiyo nomusho.
Takazodzidza kuti mufundisi mufundisi chaiyo.
So we then learned that the pastor is just the pastor.
Amen. Saka tinotenda Mwari pamusoro peupenyu hwavo hwakatiraramira.
So we thank God for the life that he lived before us.
Amen. Totenda kuti Ishe vacharamba vachinyaradza mhuri yavo nekutinyaradza kuti tese sekereke kudai.
We believe the Lord will continue to comfort his family and comfort the church.
I think we can just stand upon our feet and read the scripture.
Tizimuke zvedu tiverenge gwaro.
I believe I will not take long.
Ndichidavira kuti handisi kuzotora nguva refu.
We want to read from Isaiah 53.
Tiverenge kubva kuna prophet Isaiah 53.
Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?
Ndianiko wakatenda izvo zvatakaparidzirwa, ruoko rwaJehovha rwakaratidzwa kunani?
For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him.
Nokuti uchamera pamberi pake sebukirwa nyoro, so mudzi.
He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not.
Wakazvidzwa nokuraswa nevanhu, munhu wokurwadziwa, wakaziva kurwere somunhu akavanzirwa nevanhu zviso zvavo, wakazvidzwa nesu hatina kufunga.
Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted.
Zvirokwazvo wakatakura marwadzo edu nokusimudza kurwadziwa kwedu, asi isu takati wakatambudzwa, wakarohwa naMwari nokumanikidzwa.
But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
Asi wakakuvadzwa nokuda kwekudarika kwedu, wakarwadziwa nokuda kwezvakaipa zvedu, kurohwa kwakativigira rugare, kwakanga kuri pamusoro pake, takaporeswa nemavanga ake.
All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Isu tose takanga takarasika samakwai, takatsauka mumwe nomumwe nenzira yake, asi Jehovha wakaisa pamusoro pake kuipa kwedu tose.
He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth.
Wakamanikidzwa, kunyange zvakadaro wakazvininipisa, akasashamisa muromo wake, segwayana rinoiswa kundobayiwa, uye segwai risingachemi pamberi pevaveuri waro, saizvozvo haana kushamisa muromo wake.
He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken.
wakabviswa pakumanikidzwa nokutongwa kana vari vezero rake ndiyariko pakati pavo wakarangarira kuti wakagurwa akabviswa panyika yavapenyu wakarohwa nokuda kwokudarika kwevanhu
vavo. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth.
Wakaita gwiro rake pamwe chete neavo vakaipa akava nomufumi pakufa pakwake kunyange asina kuita chisakarurama kunyengera kusina kuwanikwa nomuromo wake.
Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him, he hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand.
Asi kwaive kuda kwaJehovha kuti arwadziwe wakamurwarisa kana mweya wake wauya nechipiriso chezvivi uchaona zvibereko zvake uchawedzera mazuva ake zvinodikanwa naJehovha zvichafambiswa zvakanaka noruoko rwake.
He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied by his knowledge, and shall by his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities.
Uchaona zvaakatamburira nomoyo wake akagutiswa nokuziva kwake muranda wangu wakarurama ucharuramisira vazhinji uchatakura zvakaipa zvavo.
Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors.
Saka ndichamudimburira mugove pamwe chete nevakuru uchagoverana zvakapambwa pamwe chete nevane simba, nokuti wakadurura mweya wake pakufa akaverengwa pamwe chete nevadariki. Kunyange zvakadaro wakatakura zvivi zvevazhinji akanyengeterera vadariki.
Ishe waropafadze kuverengwa kweshoko ravo, tinogona kugara zvedu pasi.
May the Lord bless the reading of his word. We may take our seats.
And as we sit, we want to read one more scripture, Acts 11:26.
Tagara kudaro tiverenge kuna mabasa 11:26.
And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians first at in Antioch.
Zvino wakati amuwana akauya naye paAntioch, ipapo vakavungana nekereke gore rose vakadzidzisa vanhu vazhinji. PaAntioch vadzidzi ndipo pavakatanga kunzi maKristu.
Amen. Tinoda kutenda Mwari nyasha dzavo.
We'd like to thank the Lord because of his grace.
We just want to, for a short time, talk about this title.
Kwekanguva tinoda kuti taure pamusoro pedingindira iri.
To be like Jesus.
Kuva saJesu.
Where we have read
pataverenga
in Acts 50, Isaiah 53.
Isaiah 53.
All the verses that we have read from verse 1 to 12.
Ma verses ata veringa kuvandima 1 kusvika 12.
We could just close the Bible tongoti enda unoita zvese zvaveringwa ipapa.
It was going to suffice to close the Bible and say go live according to those verses.
Ungotarisa kuti zvese zviri kuitika ipapo zviri kuitika here mukati mopenyu wako.
You then just go take inventory that whatever is being listed in the verses is it present in your lives.
Amen. Because we want to be like Jesus.
Nekuti tiri kuda kuita saJesu.
But if you read about what Jesus was in Isaiah 53.
Verenga zvanga zviri Jesu muna Isaiah 53.
Zvinonetsa kuti uzode kuva saJesu wacho.
It then becomes difficult for you to desire to be like Christ.
Amen. Because the Bible says he was despised and rejected of men.
Bhaibheri rinoti wakazvidzwa akarambwa nevanhu.
How many of us will who like to be rejected by your brothers or by your sisters?
Vangane vedu muno vangada kurambwa nehama nehazvanzi dzavo.
Yet that is what is called Christianity.
Asi nochi Kristu chacho.
Praise the Lord. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him.
Wakanga asina chimiro kana zvinokwezva paari. Uye patichamuona anenge asina runako rwokuti tigomushuvira kuva naye.
And all of us, we want to be comely.
Toseka tinongoda kungova vanhu vakanaka vanogamuchirika.
Jesus, anzi anga asina chinhu chakanaka chekuti kumutarisa ungada kumutarisa futi.
There was nothing that if you would look at him, you would desire to take a second look.
That was Jesus. And we wanted to be like Jesus. And if you wanted to be like Jesus, you must be prepared that if somebody looks at you and does not say anything,
overfinyamisa
kuface,
and then frown,
overfipira pasi,
and then spit on the ground, and then turn and walk away.
You must be prepared to take that.
Then you know Christianity is beginning to exist in you. When you don't feel like fighting back, when you don't feel like scolding them,
not only that,
you don't just feel like,
but
you don't
want to
do anything. And not just that, you can even go ahead and pray for that person.
I once had a certain workshop in
1994.
It was a regional workshop. From Southern Africa.
So there were people from various countries in Southern Africa.
So there were people from Tanzania who came.
One
of our Zimbabwean guys.
One
of the Tanzanian guys.
They sort of started a scuffle between them and the Tanzanian guys.
Our colleague, anga in a feeling here, you could, we are better than Tanzanians.
And this Zimbabwean, I want to tell you, I can't go to Tanzania.
So, pakunetsana kwavakaita.
So in their teeth,
this brother of ours, he went to this man with such indignation.
And spit into his face.
It became a whole issue.
Because
the whole delegation from Tanzania
made
a complaint to the institution.
It actually, but
if you don't offer an apology,
you are going back to Tanzania. Now think about it. If somebody spits at you,
what will you do? Will you be able to pray for that person? And
that is
kutaura kunamata kuya kwemunhu ari kunamata for duty kungoti Mwari mubatsirei mubatsirei.
No, you know, not that prayer that you just make like, Lord,
I think you need to really help this person. You go on your knees and really cry. Lord, help this man. Help my sister.
Give him a good job.
That's Christianity. That's the type of life that Jesus was living. It is such a burden.
Mutoro.
Until Brother Branham said, the reason people, the Pharisees said, you are not yet 50 years old.
Each konzero, a Pharisee, vaiti makore ako hasati asvika 50.
Inda vasina kuti hausati wasvika
35. Say vasina kuti, you are not yet 35.
That's because he looked like someone 50 years.
Hanzi nemuprofita airatidzika senge munhu ane makore 50.
Because of the draw yaitwa paupenyu wake, this kind of things happening on him.
Nekuda kwezviitiko izvi zvaidhonza nekusveta kubva paupenyu wake.
So we are encouraging each other tonight that we must be like Jesus.
Kuti tinge takaita saJesus.
And these are the terms of reference of being a Christian now. These are the things which are supposed to happen in your life, and you should not even complain. To be like Jesus, it means whatever you are doing and wherever you are, you are supposed to be representing Jesus Christ. If Jesus were to come in this room now, where do you think he would be? If Jesus were to come now physically,
Jesus would come munyama, walking on two feet.
Where do you think he would go, or where would he be?
I even angadai ari papi, we are papi.
If you say, Iwo
kazviti, Christ would come and sit where Brother Shamba is sitting.
Then I will ask you, why are you sitting wakagare iko kumanje?
Ndokubvunza kuti kwauri ikoko iwo wakagarirei.
Uchizoti Jesu akauya andaigagara apa.
If you know that if Christ was going to come, he would sit here.
If you think Jesus would be sitting or standing where I am.
Kana uri kufunga kuti Kristu aizomira pakamira mufundisa.
And you want to be like Jesus.
Iwo uchida kuita saJesu.
It means you are supposed to be here.
Zvinoreva kuti unofanira kunga uri panapa.
What you are supposed to say is, if Jesus comes tonight here, he will be sitting where I am now. Because what I am doing, I am doing things just what he would do if he was literally in this body. If you find yourself saying something and you ask yourself, if Jesus were standing and he would be talking, will he be saying what you are saying? If the answer is no, so stop it.
See ya.
If you find yourself going to a place, a place which if you ask yourself, would Jesus be going where I am going? If the answer is no, don't go where you are going. Because you believe that Jesus, you are representing him. And whatever you are doing, you will be sure. If he comes, he will say, well done, my son. Well done, my daughter. Because you are doing what I would have done. If I were to be here, this is what I would have done. When Adam was giving names to animals, and he gave the various names to the different animals, and when God came down, and he would tell God what name he had given to a particular animal, God said, this is the name actually. This is what I would have called it myself. So if you are living like Christ, it means whatever you are doing, you must rest assured. You must be very sure if Christ were to be here, he would do exactly what you are doing. He would go where you are going. He would say what you are saying. Praise the Lord. If there is a difference, then you must stop it. We are supposed to be like him until, you know, people are supposed to confuse you with the literal
Jesus.
When John was living and when he was preaching, before even Jesus came, he did it in such a way because he was a forerunner. He was forerunning somebody who was coming. And when the way he was doing, how he was preaching, it was like nobody had ever done it like that before. Until people who had not seen Jesus, they wanted to ask him, are you Christ? Are you Christ? The Christ whom they had not yet seen. But he lived in such a way that people thought about the Jesus who they had not yet even seen. Even in our day, people have not seen Jesus in flesh. They read about Jesus. They are preached about Jesus. But they have not seen the real Jesus. And people are supposed to, when they look at you, they must ask you, are you Christ? Are you Jesus? A Jesus whom they have not yet seen. But they are supposed to in their minds.
Unofanirwa mfungwa dzavo.
It clicks that a man on his normal senses cannot do like this.
Unofanirwa kuona kuti munhu ka achingori munhu haagoni kuita zvauri kuita.
Brother Branham lived a life.
Branham vakararama upenyu.
Such a life.
Upenyu.
Until people came to him.
Kusvikira vanhu vauya kwaari.
Zvikanzwa varume murume ari kuzvininipisa.
Then they said, brethren, don't you think that this man is trying to be humble? He is just trying to be humble.
This is Christ.
Dear Christ, watch
what you say.
He is the real Christ. Just look at the way he speaks. Just look at the way he conducts himself. No, a real man can do this.
This is Christ.
Dear Christ to you.
Until others, even went to the extent of baptizing in his name.
This is not,
no.
This is Christ, it's clear.
And that is supposed to happen to us. Because this one,
because that messenger was given to us.
And the Mwari wanopa. Messenger.
And when God gives you a messenger, he allows you to have a messenger.
Vandafunga, this is. The 70th week of Daniel.
I'm reminded of this quotation.
Paragraph 147. Now, but in these last days, there is to come a spirit of Elijah among the people, and he is to do the same thing that they did back there. His nature would be the same thing. The nature of the church, the nature, the person would be exactly the same thing.
We are
the people
who were given,
and we are partaking from what he was saying, and we attain unto his nature. Praise the Lord. I believe even our pastor Panap.
Who are you, Pastor Panap?
When we show you describe pastor, we do decisions for Panap.
People would come here to describe our pastor.
Your pastor and
we're all
is very humble.
Good, ah, foods when you.
He's like this. He's like this. And he is the person who was feeding us.
Dear Munaiti Bashekuchka, yeah.
So he can't feed you with pride.
So that humble man cannot feed you.
Can I is Munu Angari humble? It means one Wangari who feed Wawachoka, they attain the same nature.
If this man was being described as humble, the people that fed from him ought to have the same humility.
Praise the Lord. Saka brother Branham Magato Mr. Wons in the Jesus.
People mistook Brother Branham for Christ.
So wherever
you go,
you are
the Christ in your
workplace. In your
home, you are the Christ.
Wherever, in whatever situation,
you
are supposed to be like
Jesus.
Praise the Lord. How many people have ever asked you, are you a Christian?
Vanhu wakambobvunzwa here iwe kuti kasi uri muKristu kani?
Because kana usati wabvunzwa.
If you have never been asked that question, my friend,
zviri kureva kuti chii?
It might mean
zvauri kuratidza nezviri Jesu.
What you are manifesting and what Christ is.
And hazvimbotori nguva yakareba kuti vanhu vaone. It
won't take a long time for people to notice that there is something different on this person.
You get to a
certain place, maybe in your canteen, and be seated. People are eating, and you start praying. Then people are like, you must be a Christian. Are you a Christian? That very question is asking you,
because to
are
say,
you
are you a Christian? It means, are you Christ?
Kunzi, uri mu Kristu here, zviri kubvunza kunzi, uri Kristu here.
Yes. So, kana zvaitika zvikuru kuti uchine homework.
If that has not happened to you, it means pachineka basa.
Praise the Lord. Church in this condition. Paragraph 182. Sorry, I always forget to send the quotations up there.
The church in this condition, paragraph 102.
182. To be like Jesus.
Kuitasa Jesu.
Don't you want to be like him?
How would you kuitasa ye?
Do what describe Bamanji? Gentle.
Wak uri munyoro.
Me quiet.
Waka nyarara.
Meek.
Waka terama.
Humble.
Waka zvinipisa.
To be like Jesus.
Kuitasa Jesu.
Gentle.
Uri munyoro.
Quiet.
Waka nyarara.
Meek.
Waka terama.
Humble.
Waka zvinipisa.
Jubilee.
Jubilee.
Paragraph 113. Christianity is long suffering.
Chi Kristu kutsungirira.
Goodness.
Kuva nehunaku.
Meekness.
Kuva nehunyoro.
Gentleness.
Kuva wakaterama.
Patience.
Uine moyo murefu.
Is that right?
Ichokwadi here.
Christ.
Kristu.
When he was reviled. He reviled not again.
Haana kudzosa.
Natural disposition emunhu ndeyekuti ukamurowa anda kurowa futi.
Zvakamboitawo munhu, if you hit them, they'll strike you back.
Iyoga, inotoita like a natural reaction chaiyo chaiyo.
Zvinongoita kunge zvakatokosikwa zvakadaro.
But if you are a Christian,
kana uri muKristu,
it's an effort. When they hit you,
kana iwe ukarohwa,
Bible rinoti ngaarohwe futi the other side.
But the Bible says, give them another cheek.
Is that right?
Chokwadere.
Christianity is the life that a man lives.
Chikristu ndo upenyu.
It's a personal experience.
Unoraramiwa nemunhu chiitiko kudunga munhu.
The unpardonable sin. Paragraph 88.
Pa paragraph 88.
Jesus, when he was revived, he revived not again.
Jesu paakadenwa haana kudzosera.
And was spoken evil of.
Paakataurwa zvakaipa.
He spoke not back again.
Haana kutaurawo zvakaipa.
When they done evil to him.
Pavakamuitira zvakaipa.
He turned and did good to them.
Iye akatendeuka akavaitira zvakanaka.
When they persecuted him. And nailed him to the cross. He looked down. He said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing.
If somebody comes and gives you hard words and reviles you, can you pray and say, no, Lord, they don't know what they are doing. They've just sussed me, but they don't know what they're doing. He doesn't know what he's doing. You say, no, this person, they now want to start with me, just stepping on me. You know, he did it on purpose. Because he was looking at me.
Forgive them. They don't know what they are doing.
Can you pray for that person and say, "Varegerere avaziya zvavarikuita."
To be a Christian is to be like Jesus.
Kuitasa Jesu.
To be like Jesus,
kuitasa Jesu.
It means munhu akakutarisa hapana chaangafarira pauri.
Zvinoreva, if somebody looks at you, there is no comeliness that you should be desired.
Jesu anga ine hunhu wekuti, you know, pa group rese nevadzidzi vake, you could not tell who the leader of the group was.
Jesus had this character that when he was with his disciples,
that's why when they went to arrest him, they had to ask Judas.
That you know, this Jesus that you are talking about, it's difficult to single him out.
Because
we might arrest Peter, thinking
that
we have arrested
Christ. Yes.
Because you know, if you wanted to see the spiritual ones, you want that way up front, Peter was like that.
Palace disciple.
When it came to feet washing,
Peter, Jesus wakati, let us wash each other's feet.
Christ wakati ngati gezane itsoka.
He washed them their feet.
Ndokwa geza tsoka.
Peter akati, you,
Peter, nokuti imi
washing my feet.
Imi muchikeza tsoka dzangu.
Never.
Azvitiki.
Never.
Zvitiki.
Then vakasvika iwewe vanhu two vari kutaura. Wawaiti munhu ari spiritual.
If these two were talking and you found them in a conversation, who looked spiritual?
You were
going to take Brother Peter and say, this is the man of God. He knows what he's talking about.
So to be a Christian,
kwam Christu,
zvinoreva kuti even pakati pevanhu vanhu vanotoratidza kuziva kuti ndiwe uripo iwe.
It means amongst a group, people will fail to identify that you are there.
Praise the Lord. Hanzi, evening messenger, the church of God is a living article of God on earth.
Chinu chipenyu chamwari panyika.
Manifesting Jesus Christ.
Chichi ratidza Jesu Christ.
I know it's not popular.
Ndinoziya hazvina mukurumbira.
And you can't expect to be popular.
Uye iwe haungatarisiri kuva nemukurumbira.
Praise the Lord. Elijah the prophet.
Bhukuyo.
Paragraph E33.
By E33.
My scriptures, I'm just mentioning it and go as we are. Elijah the prophet, paragraph E33. Now, the only way people will see Jesus when they see him in you. You are written episodes. If Christ's spirit dwells in you, and brings your conduct into subjection to his spirit and
he
makes you act like him and talk like him and walk like him and live like him, people see Jesus in you. There's the old song which says, let others see Jesus in you. Right, we will see Jesus, paragraph
13.
This Greek said, we would see Jesus. Not so much as we would hear him. But we would love, just love to see him. I just wonder if that wouldn't be the feeling tonight of every person here, to see Jesus. Then how could we see him? In his church. In his people. Praise the Lord. And it is your duty to make sure people who must see Jesus, they must see you. We are told about those people who came from America during the time of the Welsh Revival. When they went to UK, and they met a certain man, and they were asking, we have heard that there is a Welsh Revival in this country. We have come from the United States. Can you show us where, can you tell us where this revival is? Because we really feel like we wanted to go and worship and really bathe ourselves. He said, God bless you. Welcome to the Welsh Revival. He was the Welsh Revival. Praise the Lord. So you are the Jesus that people are supposed to be seeing. Praise the Lord. And in the Bible, the people who sat in Zabulon and Naphtali. When Jesus went there, the Bible says, great light has sprung amongst them. And yet on the natural, it was no brighter or darker than any other place in the world. Where you are staying, praise the Lord. Where you are staying, the street where you stay, we don't believe that you just stay anyhow. God has predestinated all of us to stay where we are staying now. For a purpose. There are people there who are living in darkness. They don't know how to talk. They don't know how to walk. They don't know how to behave before their children. And God has sent Jesus there. And that Jesus is in you. And people are supposed to be seeing you. And get saved. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The stage of a perfect man, paragraph 49, page 49, verse 3, paragraph 3. Now, that is the house that God dwells. Hence, in his church, in his people, that is the house that God dwells. Not a building with a bell on top of it and a high steeple. But a body has thou prepared me. A body that God can dwell in. God can walk in. God can see in. God can talk in. God can work in. Living instrumentality of God. God walking on 2 feet in you. The footsteps of the righteous is ordered of the Lord. He says again on page 23, paragraph 6, same spoken word. Well, he said, the first song that I ever loved in the hymns, one of the greatest was to be like Jesus. Well, if I'm going to be like Jesus, I've got to have virtue and a path that it can pass forward from me to the people. Because virtue went out of him to the people. And before you can let it out, you have got to have it first. If you haven't got it, it won't come out. There is nothing for it to come out of. So, for you to become Jesus, you must first accept Jesus so that he is first in you. Amen. And accepting Jesus means letting him come into your heart. Accepting Jesus, it means he has even to come to your house. Many people want Jesus whom they see at church and live at church there. You know, it is not it's not easy to accept Jesus. You know that. It is not easy. All of us, we believe Jesus ari pale pakuma ndofunga ini ndaitono chema pamakumbo ake inini.
We just think that if Christ was here in flesh, I would go fall at his feet and cry.
I will give you an example. I will use our pastor.
Pastor, after preaching here, or maybe when he's still preaching,
he is a man that was saved by grace.
Why
he would eat nyeve
like all of us. And eat pumpkin leaves like all of us.
Amen. But why you paridza pana?
You would preach here. And in the midst of preaching, and he's happy.
Oh, but brother Muti.
That is brother Muti.
Praise the Lord. Tichipeza service panu nas.
Straight after this service,
we
are coming to your house. And we are coming to sleep at your house.
Pastor.
The pastor.
Watino ziwa.
The pastor we know.
Who is greater, our pastor and Jesus?
Mukuru ndiye ani pastor wedu kana Christ.
And I will tell you.
Regaende kudzei.
Kubva point iyoyo.
From that point.
Brother and sister Muti.
Brother and sister Muti.
Vanobva buda mweya chamucha.
They will come out of the spirit.
Pastor wada kuuya kumba kwedu.
The pastor wants to come to our house.
Ndinombi.
What will I feed him on?
Hey?
The pastor wants to come to our house. The whole service. The brother and sister now will not be hearing anything.
Confusion.
They will be all confused. That oh no, why didn't I follow my original idea of missing church today?
Because they know. When he comes,
Kumba,
he
is going to see how I live with my children.
He is going
to see the mess that's in your house. And he is going to see the blankets you are using.
And he is going to
see the way we live.
Pastor,
no, pastor is good at church, guys.
He is our pastor. The
pastor where do Hongu? To come to our house.
Because when he comes,
you
are supposed to start behaving in a certain way now. Because he is there.
If you are that person who just slaps children uncontrollably,
you know, vulgar words.
And telling each other my show.
Because now he is in the house.
Because the pastor very mumba.
You know, you are forced to say honey, even if I wasn't about the honey.
You
are trying to live a life.
To please
him. Mwana ajaera kuti anotamba achikwira, you know, vatanga kukwira mumasofa.
You know, the children will be used to play anyhow. We climbing all over the sofa.
And iwewe, you don't tolerate that.
Iwewe, auzvifarire manje.
And wana munozviva zvaunoita manje.
You know, children.
Pastor waka, especially pastor wakauya.
Zvikuru, when the pastor comes.
One of wanyatsa kuita, you know, where there is the man of God, there is liberty. The children
will start.
And you know very well. And you know very well. If Jesus was not here. If the pastor was not here.
I will beat them.
But you are forced.
As well, how can my kids go?
George can.
But no, come on, George.
I gonna jump on my sofa.
Please don't jump on the sofas.
You are living a life irikutokurwadza.
Urikurarama a painful life.
Because Jesus has come.
Nekuti Jesu auya.
You are living a life.
Urikurarama upenyu.
Vakuita zveku inozi pretense.
Urikunyengera.
Impersonating Christianity.
Urikuita chiKristu chekunyepedzera.
So you think Jesus is welcome, Kumba? Jesus akanaka ari kuchechi.
Jesus wako iwakakunakira uri kuti when he's
akauya kumba.
If he comes to your house,
ndo dambudziko rinoitika iro rimwe.
That's the problem we have.
You have to put up a certain behavior.
Unenge wakufanga kuzvibata ngamuka zvibatiro.
Nekuti Jesus anyatso kuona kuti ano pana pa you know pa pamba pema Kristo pana.
So that Christ really sees that no. This is a Christian home.
But Jesus now is a designer manje.
Zvino Kristu unonzvera.
He knows even ukasataura, he knows.
Ari kuziya even if you don't say.
Even paunenge uchiti George anoziva kuti hazo maitiro anoita munhu.
Even when you are gently saying no George, he knows that that's not your way.
Praise the Lord. Zacchaeus.
Zacchaeus.
When Jesus went past through that tree.
Jesu akapfuura nepamuti apa.
And he saw him.
Akamuona.
Ganzi Zacchaeus.
And he says, Zacchaeus.
Come down.
Buruka.
Now.
Iye zvino.
Kumba kwako.
Let's go to your house.
Tikutenda kumba kwako.
We are going now to your
Zacchaeus
house.
Zacchaeus was so happy.
Zacchaeus wakafara.
And now, when they went to his house.
Pavaka ina kumba kwake.
Instead of hiding now.
Pache namba chekuvanza.
He started confessing.
Akataka kureurura.
Kuti tenzi wangu.
Kuti I know Lord.
Ine hasha.
I'm a cheeky person.
If these
children are jumping like this, I'll give them a hiding. If people do this to me, I didn't
Spirit. ende ndinombobira vanhu.
And I actually steal from people.
Those who are not yes, computer, so then, chena, no, vandas, so say, times four.
Then I realized that maybe I've stolen too much from him. Then I returned fourfold.
Munu accepted Jesus here.
Dear Jesus.
I do have opportunity to then confess and make their life right. From there on,
then Jesus
comes into his heart. Then he can now distribute. Because you have the Jesus in you now. The oncoming storm, paragraph 66. I think even we have too much practice on sermons. And not living enough sermons. It would be a lot better if we lived our sermon. Each one of us would be a minister. It's better to leave me a sermon than to preach me one. Praise the Lord. Blind Bartimaeus, paragraph 24. You know, as a servant of God, you ought to watch what you are doing. Because you are written episodes,
read
of all men. You Christians, always be willing to lend a hand or to do something to help somebody. To make a life a little pleasant for them. You say, well, I don't have any gift of healing. You don't have to have. At least offer something. Offer a prayer. Do something. Make them feel. Do the best you can by them anyhow. Never turn a shoulder, a cold shoulder, to anyone, no matter what it is, even if they have mistreated you. Do it anyhow. If you can't do it from your heart, then you ought to come to the altar and stay till that spirit comes in you. From your heart, you can love those who doesn't love you. That's when God will answer your prayer. For as long as there is anything in your heart, if I conceive iniquity in my heart, then God will not hear me. That's what David said. And that's true. He won't hear you. Identified with Christ.
Identified with Christ.
Paragraph 62. I will read somewhere in down from that paragraph. But they are trying to find something. Alright, the Gandingo Tangaiba would just seem to see there is no satisfaction among the people. What makes them do it? It's for a cause. It's a nature. God gave them that nature. They've got a nature that makes them want to have something to identify themselves with. They must have something that they wanted to be like. An objective in life. They want to be a movie star or a cowboy or something on that idea. But they are trying to do something to identify themselves with. And the reason they are doing that is because that there is something in them that made them that. But God made them an example to be identified with. And that was when he met Jesus Christ to become your savior. That's the example. That's just what people want, should want to be identified with Jesus. If all the little boys that wants to be Hopa Long
Cassidy,
or some of these others, or the little girls, the Anne Oakleys or so and so forth, if they only wanted to be like Jesus, As much as they wanted to be like that, the Sunday schools would be running over else everywhere. Sunday schools would be running over. Exactly. If the women that want to be like some movie star would want to be like Jesus, the church, why? They would never have to take up an offering. God made a man to desire to have an example. And God gave him an example. That example is Jesus Christ. To be identified with him. Now, if people of this day, with that great desire and great ambitions to be somebody, for example, if they took Christ for their example, then we could fire every police there was in the nation. Everybody would be meek and humble. Everybody would be kind and have brotherly love one for another. And there would never be a divorce case even played in the country. There would never be any sickness. We could even dismiss hospitals if everybody tried to make Jesus Christ their example. We wouldn't have need for nothing else in the world. People like to be identified with the when we bora.
People want to look like soccer stars.
Kuenda kubasa chaiko.
If you go to work,
wakutora na pamusoro pe soccer yeku Europe.
They will be talking about European soccer.
Ah, mazona zataka kuita manja.
Did you see what we did to you?
Ah, manja, amushaona pa next league.
No, you are going to see on the next league. You are this.
The way they describe it, you would even think kuti wanoto zikanwa ikoko.
He
even knows
how much each player has been sold for to the nearest
dollar. He will analyze the whole game for you and
This one should have done that. And I thought to myself, if these men, if they were going to repent, and we harness their zeal for football, and we take it to church, and we bring it to church, even the dead we can rise. They can resurrect the dead.
You have to see them describing the players. Every day I know you are in a skipper, t-shirt, jersey.
They will bring a football jersey.
In a color, yacho.
Yes, the right colors. And the number that person dons in that football team.
Not only that. They will even
buy another small jersey for the little baby who knows nothing
about football. They are in it.
And
they wanted to be like that man.
But we have a greater person.
And we don't want to say it. We don't want to put anything which identifies ourselves with him.
If those people learn that we are ashamed of the Christ in whom we believe, it's better to come to Manchester here and support Manchester United. It's better. You know, those people can be better than us.
We should be
portraying Jesus Christ.
Tiri kufanga kuvati tiratidza Jesu
Kristu. At whatever opportunity.
Pane mukana upi zvawo.
Whatever opportunity.
Pamukana upi watinenge
tawana. We should be portraying Jesus Christ.
Ngatiratidzei Jesu.
The way we talk.
Katauriro kedu.
The way we see.
Kaimbiro kedu.
The way we walk.
Kafambiro kedu.
The way we dress.
Kapfekero kedu.
Tine mikana yakawanda.
We have too many opportunities.
We have so many opportunities to present Jesus Christ.
Yakuratidza Jesu.
So that people will know.
Kuti vanhu vazive.
Who we are.
Kuti tiri anani.
That we are Jesus Christ.
Uye kuti isu tiri Jesu Kristu.
Praise the Lord. And Jesus at the door.
Jesus at the door.
He was praying.
He said,
Lord God.
Hanzi ishe mwari.
Great Jehovah, paragraph 61. Merciful Lord. And this little broke up message tonight. Many has received you as their personal savior. And they want a real experience, Lord. They wanted to be like
Jesus.
They wanted to have a real love in their
hearts.
That displays the love of God in the people. That they work with. And associate with. And they go to church with. They want something that's real. Praise the Lord.
We want the Lord of heaven to help us.
Hallelujah. Images of Christ.
Images of Christ.
Paragraph 22.
Paragraph 22.
Now, brother.
You know, Hama.
Sister.
How sounds?
When we have that kind of a spirit, we might as well get into our mind that we are not Christians. Right,
you
can do the previous paragraph so that you understand why he's saying this. But today,
as in us,
we try to think that we are different.
How far
it is from his prayer that when he prayed. That this would all men know that we were his disciples. When we have love one for another. And instead of that, we fasted one another. We despise one another. Because we don't agree upon certain things. We go out and accuse each other. And yet claim to be Christians. I know people who claim to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Is guilty of such things. Going out and really saying evil things about the other Christians. When they ought to do they ought not to do those things. Now, brother, sister, when we have that kind of a spirit, we might as well get in our mind that we are not Christians yet. No matter how much we confess it, it's what we possess. That counts. We cannot be Christians and not love all people. A Christian is not supposed to love Christians. Chet. A Christian loves all people. If you look at Brother Branham, that man loved all people. Believers and non-believers.
But don't tend that was not tend.
Not even showing preference. Or you could regain the good day better than you could have.
Brother, I will love you better than the way I love a non-believer.
Love is love. You will love them despite. Actually, your love is much appreciated. Is appreciated better to a non-believer. Yes, they quickly appreciate. You say, But at this thing, God is saying, we must love all.
But
people.
I'm not saying we must differentiate. Gatim gove in rudo.
Amen. We might different with the peoples. But Jesus didn't put it and say. Well, now, hear all you Pharisees.
Asi Jesu haana kuzvitaura akati, "All right, imi mafarisei.
You are going to all going to hell."
Mese mafarisei muri
kuhena. And there's no chance for you.
Uya hamuna kana kana mukana.
Because of this, that and the other. Because you are a Pharisee.
Nekuti uri mufarisei.
But he went to them.
Asi akaenda kwavari.
And he ministered to them. And he helped them. He done everything that he could to help them. Helping Pharisees. Why it was every night they are planning to kill me. And he goes to help them. He is invited and even goes there. Will you do that? If you are a Christian, you do that. If someone is in the wrong, take him in prayer to the Lord. You know, the Bible says we are priests and kings. What does a priest do? He stands in a mediatorial position. You come with your sheep or your mombe. You want to worship God. He stands in between. He takes your sacrifice. He sacrifices here. Then he offers you your life to God. And asks God to forgive you. Then you go away free. And that's what we are supposed to do as priests. A brother who is in the wrong. Somebody who has done you evil. You take him. Go with him at the
altar.
Then you cry to the Lord. You offer them to the Lord. You say, "God, have mercy upon this man. Have mercy upon this woman." They don't know what they are doing. If they continue this way, they will not make it to hell. If they continue in this path, they will get destroyed. And God will hear your prayer. If you are doing it honestly and faithfully, He will answer your prayer. Praise the Lord. And Brother Branham says, always be honest. That's just the religion, paragraph 5. Always be honest. Just. True. Tell the truth. No matter how bad it hurts somebody. Tell the truth anyhow. Because you can always tell it the same way each time. And if you tell a lie, you have got to go 1,000,000 miles around. And you still have to come back again to that lie again. Just be honest. And you can always tell it the same way because it's the
truth.
Jesus was asked, "Are you the Messiah?" When he knew very well, if I say yes, they want to kill me. But he didn't say, no, I don't know. No.
Are you know, it's the people who call me the Messiah.
Are you the Messiah?
As
you have said it. Knowing
that this is the very saying that will get me into problems.
But he knew that that is the truth. And you can always say it over and over and over again. Eli, you have to make sure your cards are placed in my positions. Right.
And also, you cannot quickly give an answer if you are lying.
Because you have to first consider. kuti zvandiri kutaura zviya ndakamboti chii.
That what did I say
to so that
time?
I maintain consistency.
Kuitira kuti nyaya yacho ibude kabudiro kamweko.
But if you tell the truth every time.
Azokara uchitaura chokwadi nguva dzese.
Even from your sleep.
Kunyange wamutswa kubva muhope.
Even from your sleep.
Kunyange wamutswa kubva muhope.
Munhu akakuzunguza kudai.
And you are just awake.
Oba akubvunza.
And you ask.
You can say the truth.
Unongotaura chokwadi.
That's being a Christian.
Ndochinonzwa muKristu.
Influence, paragraph 20. And if we take the testimony of being Christians, I think that is one of the most solemn things that a man or a woman or boy or girl could
do.
When he takes on the name of Christ, that he is going to be a representative of Christ.
Kuti ndichava mumiririri wa Kristu.
You should watch.
Unofanga kutarisa.
Every move.
Chese chawaita.
You make.
Chese chaunoita.
Because somebody is watching you.
Nekuti aripo akakutarisa.
And in this.
Uye mune izvi.
It reflects what God has done for you.
Zvinoratidza nekupupura zvawakaitirwa naMwari.
Inside of you.
Zvakaitwa mukati mako.
I
was told by one brother.
She says, brother.
Says, brother.
Courtship yenyu.
You know your courtship.
Ndoyaka announced. First time ndakauya ku church message.
It was the one that was announced the first time I came into a message church.
Ndova pa mama announced mu courtship.
Then you were announced for courtship.
She says, I tell you.
And ndinokuudza. Every time I would go to church, I would look for you first.
I wonder what the brother is doing.
Let's see, where is the brother?
Sister,
and now where is the sister?
Oh, she's quiet time.
Then you too is quiet time.
Can I tap the service?
After service.
Tabuda.
And we have left.
And that one out the one Buddha say.
He wants to check how are those two living.
So
in the church
that
building.
Onana, you know, God bless you. Just shake your hands with one another. God bless you. Here,
God bless you. I see here. He's just checking what is happening with those two.
What Buddha panze?
And when people are now out,
he's looking.
Arugutaris.
Sister, what you are going to do?
Oh, the sister is there.
Brother,
and there's the brother there. Now, how are they going to walk together? He's doing whatever he's doing, but he keeps checking.
Oh, sister, why are going so?
Oh, now the sister is going that side.
Brother,
oh, there's the brother.
Oh, yeah, why are we?
Ah, okay, they are now together.
Yes.
Okay.
Kushingi ra t-shirt.
Until we are waiting.
He was looking.
Adanga tarisa. Now think about it. If we had been naughty or mischievous,
we would have misled the people.
Tingadai taka rasa van.
That's why he's saying somebody is watching you.
Those are things mwe munhu ari kukutarisa.
You may never think you are that you are important.
Unogona kusambofunga kuti wakakosha.
But I tell you.
Asi tikurekande kudzi.
Inini andaimbofunga kuti ndandiri of any consequence. We could count them on our fingers.
You know, those days, cars were rare commodity. You would know that the only cars you see are for Brother Maraire, Brother Namu, Brother Kadiwa, and a few others.
Saka, if there is anything you could go to chita, no, Zikan, wow, you know, Nekazoda, you know, the nature Kazoda, Apana Shadadina.
So there was nothing to give you fame.
And yet there were people who were watching.
As Papa in the man, Hangaratari.
So don't underestimate yourself.
No, that was a status in a pass.
The Jesus that is in you,
Jesu Arimauri,
is no inferior than the Jesus that is in this brother.
Ah, sure.
The Jesus that is in the pastor.
Jesus ari muna pastor.
It's the same Jesus that is in the janitor.
Ndiye Jesus umwe chete ari muna janitor.
We only differ mabasa anoita ari matisi.
What differs are the roles that Christ plays in us.
Ndiwanzo shandisa this example yekuti, you know, magetsi magetsi.
I normally use this example that electricity is what it is.
Can any electricity eat electricity?
Magetsi anongova magetsi.
But ikaenda trustee.
But if it goes into a trustee,
light.
Panova ne light.
And this is the light in trust.
I'm not saying the light bulb is the trustee. No, it's an example. If it goes into a trustee,
can I add trustee? I know back.
If he's a trustee, the trustee will come on.
If it goes into a single brother,
if it goes into a single brother,
it will produce a sound.
A particular sound will come out.
It's still power. It's still power.
I see.
It's still electricity.
Actually, my kids.
If it goes into a brother called the fridge.
Zvikainda mureme hamba inonzi Mr. Fridge.
Inotonora.
Fridge inotanga kutotonora.
But magetsi ari mufridge anausiyana nemagetsi ari munechinichi.
But the electricity in the fridge is not different from the electricity.
And anausiyana neari pa light bulb.
And it's not different from the electricity in the light bulb.
Same power.
Isimba rimwe.
From the same source.
Kubva panhu pamwe.
Same Jesus.
Jesu Kristu mwe chete.
In a woman.
Ari mudzimai.
Same Jesus.
Jesu Kristu mwe chete.
In a man.
Ari mumurume.
Same Jesus.
Jesu mwe chete.
In an evangelist.
Ari mumuyevangeri.
Same Jesus.
Jesu mwe chete.
In a teacher.
Ari mudzidzisi.
Same Jesus.
Ndi Jesu mwe.
Mabasa ndo anongosiyana chete.
It's only the roles that differ.
Influences. Ndakutopedza zvangu. Influences.
Booking influence.
Tulare.
640215.
Paragraph 26. Remember, the Bible said.
Rangarira Bible note.
You are living episodes.
Uritsamba penyu.
Read of omen.
Iri kuverengwa nevanhu
vese. Now many people won't read the Bible.
Vanhu vakawanda.
But God has made you a living representative. You are a walking letter. Should be a walking Bible. Christ in you.
Christ Mauri.
You should be the walking word of God. If you profess to be a Christian and not that, your influence, what you are influencing will make you have to answer for many souls that you have turned aside.
Zvichakuita kuti uzonzi upindurire
away from Christ in that day of judgment.
I
think it behooves us tonight to think about that. For every man, woman, boy, and girl knows that you are coming to the judgment. You might escape this, that, or the other. You might beat the income tax. You might escape internal revenue or
zimura.
You might do one thing or another. You might have run over the speed limit. And
the
cops never catch you. But one day, judgment is going to catch you. That's certain. Praise the Lord. And we know that men must die. And after that, the judgment. Death is not a hard thing.
It's
the judgment after death.
That's
the bad part. And there, what you have done on life and how you have influenced others, you have to answer for it. Praise the Lord. Paragraph 31. And especially you people who are claiming to be Christians, separate yourself from the things of the world. Have nothing to do with the world. Shun it.
For some person is watching you. Somebody is watching you. And you are going to not only send yourself there, but going to take them to the bad place. And you are going to have to answer for your influence. Praise the Lord. The unveiling of God, paragraph 281. Like he was in Moses. When the word was in Moses, he was God in flesh. When it was in Jesus, it was God in flesh. See, only thing he done was change his mask. Not his word. Not his nature. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He only changed his form. He changed from Noah to Moses. He changed from Moses to David. From David to Joseph. All down till he came into the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And
it
is still the same God. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
I hope that gets through. It is the same God. But he just takes on another
God.
He puts on another veil. Praise the Lord. So we are supposed to be Christians. As we have read in the book of
Isaiah.
We are supposed to be Christians. Amen. And it takes a life of crucifixion and humility. Amen. And it does not come easy. You will cry. You will groan. Amen. Praise the Lord. There was something I wanted to read. Probably I can just quickly. There's some papers. The High Calling.
You know, amongst the papers found amongst Brother Branham's possessions after his home going, there is that writing called the High Calling. It's been said to have been found amongst his people.
I will read that.
And then we finish.
He says, if God has called you to be really like Jesus
Christ,
in all your spirit, he will draw you into a life of crucifixion and humility. Manje, crucifixion, and put on you such demands of obedience. That he will not allow you to follow other Christians. And in many ways, he will seem to let other good people do things which he will not let you do. By the same God. Other Christians and ministers who seem very religious and useful may push themselves, pull wires and work schemes to carry out their plans. But you cannot do it. And if you attempt it, you will meet with such failure and rebuke from the Lord as to make you solely penitent. Others can brag on themselves, on their work, on their success, on their writings, but the Holy Spirit will not allow you to do any such thing. And if you begin it, he will lead you into some deep mortification that will make you despise yourself and all your good works. Others will be allowed to succeed in making great sums of money or having legacy left to them or in having luxuries
But
God may supply you daily.
Because
He wants you to have something far better than gold. And that is a helpless dependence on Him. That He may have the privilege of providing your needs day by day out of the unseen treasury.
Oh yes, and all of us, we want healthy fridges full of meat.
Right. Kushika 15 April.
Then you know that up to April the 15th,
right.
I'm good, my meat is good.
But zvirikunzi Mwari anogona kutendera kuti ungoziwe zvauchadya musi iwoyo chete.
But you are being told here that God will only allow you to know what you are going to eat only for the day.
Ende handisi kuti vanhu vese vanogona kuita izvozvo kwandiri vasingaiti kune ava.
It's not going to apply to everyone. He might do it to one brother and not do it on another.
Ende kwete kuti kana wapa nyama ye 2 months wasina kundipa zviri kureva kuti he is better than me kana kuti I'm never worse than him. No.
Not meaning that kana umwe he's got 2 months supply of meat, it does not make him a better brother. And the brother without the 2 months does not become a worse brother.
Hama ine mota panze newe usina mota pamberi paMwari makafanana.
The brother with the car outside and you without, before God you the same. Homeowners and those without, pamberi paMwari you are the same.
Ane motikari mbiri hazvizvira kuti Mwari ari kuada times 2 ione 1.
Him with 2 cars does not mean that he is receiving a double portion of love from the Lord. No.
He deals with you specifically with you.
Mwari vanoshanda newe zvakadondana newe iwewe dunga munhu.
The Lord may let others be honored and put forward and keep you away, keep you hid away in obscurity.
Most others are upfront and they can all be seen, but you'll be thrown back there where no one knows you are there.
Because He wants to produce some choice, fragrant fruit.
The kuti vari kuda kuburitsa kubva mauri muchero unonhuwira zvakanaka.
For His coming glory. Which can only be produced in the shade.
Muchero wacho unongobuda kana uri mumumvuri.
Ende atiti mumvuri ka kuseri kusikoni kwane vanhu.
The shade is back there in obscurity.
God will let others be great, but keep you small. He will make you work and toil without knowing how much you are doing. And then to make your work still more precious, He will let others get the credit for the work which you have done.
Mwari vachatendera kuti mumwe munhu agotendwa achitenderwa basa rawaita iwewe.
Sister Mawangu.
She is my relative, that one.
Manga muchishanda.
You have been working.
Pamuchat.
On a wedding.
Muchibika.
And cooking.
Muchicha.
And getting bent.
Inu mukashaya hope.
And you were sleepless.
Mugoto donated some
goods.
Shukumba kwenye person out.
Donated goods from your home.
Kana takupa vote of thanks.
Then when we are giving the vote of thanks.
Tinotenda Sister Mdiwa neku
shingira. Tinotenda Sister Mdiwa.
Neku shingira kwese kushaya hope kwese kwa wakaita.
With all the toiling, sleepless nights. May the Lord bless you. God bless you. When you come to this level, you need to be a Christian.
Others will get the credit for the work which you have done.
Vamwe
zvinotoitika manje zviri nyore kuitika pakadaro apa.
these things happen. The natural reaction would be like, they will never see my foot again on a wedding. Never. Donating cups, giving them cups, never. No, this is at the end of it. I'm done here.
Exam.
Wakukundikana. Your examination of manifesting Christ. So that people know this is Christianity. That this one is being
credited.
And this one got credit for what they didn't do, and people are gonna pray for her when she didn't do it.
I tell you, even as na kuzviti wachaya anoona zviri kumunesa kuti
even if it is not the actual person affected, they will find it hard to swallow. It's only that God has his own ways.
You even fail to accommodate it. You fail to
acknowledge it.
And by doing that, you will make your reward 10 times greater when Jesus comes.
No kudaro. Ayala kuti mugove wako uve wakapetwa kagumi Kristu pano uya.
The Holy Spirit will put a strict watch on you.
Achakuongorora zvakasipa.
With the jealous love.
Aine rudo rune godo.
And will rebuke you for little words.
Akokutsiurira tumashoko tudiki diki.
And feelings for wasting your time.
Which
other Christians never seem distressed over. So make up your mind that God is an infinite sovereign and has a right to do as he pleases with his own, and he will not explain to you 1,000 things which may puzzle you for your reason in his dealing with you. God will take you at your
word.
And if you absolutely sell yourself to be his slave, he will wrap you up in a jealous love and let other people say and do many things that you cannot do or say. Settle it forever that you are to deal directly with the Holy Spirit. And that he is to have the privilege of tying your tongue or chaining your hand or closing your eyes in ways that others are not dealt with. Now, when you are so possessed with the living God that you are in your sacred heart, you are pleased and delighted over this peculiar, personal, private, jealous guardianship.
And
management of the Holy Spirit over your life. You will have found the vestibule of heaven. Saka, Hamazang, to be like Jesus.
Saka, to be like Jesus.
Zvinotora, zvinhu zvakawanda, zvinokosta.
It takes a lot.
It's not a flowery bed of ease. And yet that is what we are called to be like. May
the Lord of heaven bless you all.
God bless you.